The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to the Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 6th show. I am your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I've built a network of elite industry professionals every week sharing their knowledge and expertise with my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that I have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And the lineup for the show today, we have Wolf Pulse with Windermere Real Estate Yarrow Bay office. And what should a new real estate agent expect in a hot market like we're in today? And also in studio, Randy Banneker, Banneker Public Affairs, here to talk about housing prices and housing supply. So it's going to be a great, fun show today with my guest. And if you want any more information on the topics that you've heard today, again, you can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And let's go ahead and start out the show today, as always, with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Fed should delay interest rate hike until 2016, while the International Monetary Fund urged the Federal Reserve to wait until the first half of 2016 to start raising short-term interest rates because the U.S. economy remains subpar. In its annual checkup on the U.S. economy released Thursday, the IMF said the underprinting for continued growth and job creation remains in place, but America's momentum was sapped into recent months by a series of negative shocks, including a harsh winter and a strong dollar that hurts the U.S. exports. The IMF predicts that the U.S. economy will grow 2.5% this year, down from its April forecast of 3.1%. The agency said that the Fed should wait for more signs of improvement, especially greater signs of the wage and price inflation. The central bank has kept its key benchmark rate at the record lows near zero since December of 2008. Now, barring unexpected good news, the IMP said that the Fed should probably hold off until next year. Many private economists, however, speculate that the Fed will start raising rates this September. In a speech last month, Fed Chairman Janet Yellen said that the experts would begin raising rates by the end of the year. And the Fed stated that its most recent policy statement that it needs to be reasonably confident that inflation will move back up to the Fed 2% target. But the IMF said it doesn't see inflation reaching that level until the mid-2017. Now, U.S. consumer prices fell 0.2% in April from a year earlier, largely because of the plummeting of oil prices. Excluding volatility, food and energy prices, core inflation grew just 1.8% over the 12-month period. Now, the economy would be better off with a rate hike in early 2016, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde had said. Now, she also said the risk of raising rates too soon overweigh the risk of keeping the rates on hold and allowing inflation to slightly exceed the Fed's 2% target. The Commerce Department reported last week that the U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 0.7% from July through March. A rate widening trade deficit was largely to blame. Now, the stronger dollar makes U.S. exports more expensive overseas and foreign imports cheaper in America. After raising more than 20% against both the euro and the Japanese yen since June 30th, the U.S. dollar appears to be monetary overvalued, the IMF said. Now, the agency said the U.S. financial system is stronger than it was before the Great Recession, but warned of potentially serious threats to the stability. Now, and expressed concerns about the growth and so-called shadow banks, lightly regulated financial firms that operate outside the traditional banking system. It warned that insurance companies have tried to compensate for low interest rates by riskier investments and could be vulnerable in the financial panic. And if urged Congress not to roll to 2010's Dodd-Frank law, which strengthens financial regulation. So it'll be interesting to see what the feds do with the prime rate to slow down the economy. They'll want to increase prime, make it a little bit more expensive for us to purchase things like our cars and our credit cards to slow the economy, to speed up the economy. That's when they'll lower the actual prime rate. So it'll be interesting again to see what happens. It'll also be interesting, regardless of prime staying the same or increasing prime, the effect to interest rates, because a lot of times consumers think that mortgage rates are directly tied to the prime. They are not directly tied to prime. They're tied to the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Sometimes it follows prime, depending on the Fed's, if it actually slows the economy down or not, will determine whether mortgage interest rates will stay where they are or increase. So again, time will tell. That's what I have for Money Chat. Coming up next on the Money Hour, what a hot market and great time for a career in real estate, especially in our local real estate market. Wolf Pulse with Windermere Real Estate Euro Bay is back in studio one more time right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.